Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Shot.
How podcasts work?
Good question. They don't. They work however they work. Typically, with this podcast, we just sort of start talking, and then we try to remember the camera's on. So occasionally.
Look at
the camera, but we're here. This is podcast number 8.
Very well.
Or 9. This is 9. We're going to see how long Clark can stay down in the catcher position. We're here with Cliff Bernard.
That's correct.
Cliff, you already know Cliff, guys. Come on. Do we even need to say anything? If we could, you know what we should just do? Since you and I both just talk all the time, this podcast should just be this.
Just sit there and stare at the camera. Oh, we could do that. In silence.
Nothing. We just, you could do this.
Well,
you do this. This is what you do.
This is what I do.
Tell me about what you do. Tell me how long you've been slinging.
Slinging drinks?
Yeah.
Actually, since the late 80s, man.
Oh, wow.
Right around that movie Cocktail came out. I was actually slinging drinks at this time at a bar called Schooner Bay Cafe in Tacoma Park, Maryland, dude.
Oh. Yeah. That's where you're from.
Yeah. I started in the kitchen, and as usual, bartenders have a tendency of just not showing up for their shift, you know, from the night before. And I used to help them bar back there, so I knew where everything was behind the bar. So Harry Jenkins told me to get behind the bar.
Whoa.
I was young.
Whoa.
I was a young, look young
man. Look at that creepy hand. There's a creepy hand in there.
That's Bonnie's hand. So
it was an accident?
It was an accident. It was a total fluke thing. And then I caught that bug and have been slinging drinks ever since. On and off, of course.
He just took that thing and put it on a different thing.
Totally okay.
On and off.
On and off.
What else? So, and you were in the Air Force.
No,
Marine Corps. Oh, you took care of them and they gave
you.
We're in Cliff's office right now, guys.
As you can see.
There's posters. Of course, I'm not on any of these posters. It's like I never existed at the Tiki Hut, but
Soul has it that way.
I know. Soul does have it that way, where Jevin
he's not
never
allowed to have his own
has never really stepped foot on the property.
This is how it happens in here. This is where it all happens.
So what else have you done besides being a bartender?
Well, Marine Corps.
Right?
Got out of the Marine Corps and worked for UPS.
Brown.
What can Brown do for you?
Clifford Brown.
Yeah, unload. I unloaded trucks for a living.
Oh, man. Oh, you worked at the place.
In the hub.
Oh, my.
The Burtonsville hub.
Where's that at?
Yeah, in Maryland, right outside of Laurel.
No,
it was one of the biggest ones on the East Coast.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Between there and I believe somewhere in Florida. I don't even know.
Whoa.
It was huge, and, you know, loading and unloading trucks for a couple of years. They got old real quick.
Whoa.
Stocking and stacking and making walls of boxes. Yeah.
Jeez.
It was literally a real-life Tetris game.
Oh, my.
Exhausting.
Yeah. Well, we've all had our weird jobs. I was a blackjack dealer for a while. I mean, I don't even know. On Hilton Head. I've done some weird jobs. I was in food and beverage. I was at La Maisonette for a while. I worked for my friend Kurt Weinberger's parents, Adolf Weinberger. And I was the salad bee.
Did you tell salads?
I did. I was the salad person. I was the dessert. I made desserts. I made cappuccinos and espressos. I washed dishes. I was the maitre d', I was the busser and the back waiter, all in the same night. That's what I would do. And we would do like, he and I were, that was it. But sometimes, well, there was waitresses there too, like Jeannie, she's still around, she comes out of the tiki sometimes. A lot of times it was like me, Adolf, and like one other server, and we would do like 80 dinners, you know? But for one person, you know.
That's a lot of
dinners. That is kind of a lot of dinners. So
is that why you quit?
Well, I worked also, I mean, if we started naming all the restaurants, I mean, my first job was at the Pelican, then I worked at the Crazy Crab. I also worked at the place in Shelter Cove that's gone, the Italian place. I had chicken pox when I worked there.
Oh.
Didn't even know.
Lovely.
Yeah, I worked at Cafe Wexford, worked at Juleps, I worked at Cherry Stones. I worked at a lot of restaurants at Hilton Head. When did you move to Hilton Head?
I got here in 2003.
Oh.
And I also worked at a lot of bars slinging drinks. Or either just, you know, help people.
Right.
Behind them. They didn't even need a hand, you know, like at Wee's Beach Bar.
Oh, yeah. God.
Remember
whoa.
That? Yeah.
How long was that there for? Was that the Seacrest?
No, it was right there at the Triangle.
Oh.
Where One Hot Mama's is now. There was Henry's Seafood.
Henry is his father.
His dad. Well, yeah, exactly.
Wee Win was the first person I met when I moved to Hilton Head in 83.
Wow.
In Cordelia Courts.
In 83.
In 83. And he said, hey, come here. Go tell that dude his mama's a hoe. And I said, what? And he said, go tell that guy his mama's a hoe. Freddie Beasley. And I went over there and I said, hey, your mom's a hoe. And then this dude chased me around Cordelia Courts. I lived in M9. My father was a postman. My mom was a waitress. 2003. God, Cliff, I thought you'd been here longer than that.
Nah, man.
Just feels like.
17 years.
That is kind of long, though.
17 years. Came in from D.C., man. You know, of course, running and functioning, bartending and managing and nightclubs. And
yep.
Got me and Frank Morello got here. D.C. cop. He was a GM at a place called Insomnia in D.C. that we worked at together. And he asked me what I wanted to do, if I ever heard of Hilton Head Island. And I was like, yeah, it's real close to Paris Island. Never thought in a million years I'd live back in Beaufort County. I wanted to get as far away from Paris
Island. When you were a Marine, you were at Paris Island.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was in boot camp when Hurricane Katrina hit.
Whoa.
In 89.
Oh. Dang.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk too much about it because he's gone.
Right.
He was one of those people. Carrot juice.
Look, there's another creepy guy.
Is it creepy?
He's coming in.
All right, what's happening right now? There he is.
Man, we're trying to.
Hey, dude. This is my.
Mike
Cool.
You gotta get your face.
Nah, get your face in the camera.
Just say hi. Just.
That's Mike Cool. That's Mike Takis. And Mike, in case y'all don't know, he's the one that bought Cool Cat's Lounge.
Well, I do know.
I sold that bar to Michael.
I do. I just.
Cool Cat Lounge.
Cool Cat Lounge. Gave yourself a plug.
There you go. Yeah, we'll do a little.
I love you, Mike.
There you go.
All right, Mikey.
I need my shirt, Jim. You sitting on it.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Look.
Oh, yes, I is.
There's the podcast. Listen, go make us lots of money. We need it.
I need it.
I know you do. I gave you some last night in Cool Cats.
Not very much.
Not much.
10% tipper up in this house.
I couldn't stay long.
You're done. You're not at. You are at Cool Cats sometimes.
Yeah, I was there last night drinking
with Jacob and the Good People.
Yes,
after they rocked the Tiki Hut.
They did.
It's two guys.
It's amazing. They create a lot of sound.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Well, you know, just like everything else, technology is taking people's jobs. Why have a bass player?
Why have a drummer?
They have the drummer.
And they have the Jacob. Drummer and Jacob.
Yep.
And they
Matt
have
and Jacob.
Yeah, and they do like some. The, yeah. some
and Jesse's the merch guy. He's part of the good people. You know, that's how it is these days. You gotta sell merch, stay alive. You can't sell CD. You know this.
I know about merch.
You gotta sell the hats, the shirts, the buttons, the stickers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you do. You do have to sell that. You have to so many people on the planet right now.
It's too many.
8 billion?
It's a lot of people. I would say it's about 1 billion too many.
Oh my God.
Get it back down to 7.
How? Let's start a campaign right now, guys.
When you want
to get
start?
This planet down to 7 billion. You heard it here first.
Population. The purge should be real. Because I come across people every day and I wonder, why are they breathing my air?
They're the yang to your yang.
Woo.
Yin. Is it yin or yang?
The yin or the yang. It depends on how you look at it. Yeah. I'll be the yin.
Yeah.
Zen.
Well, we were talking about some characters earlier that, you know, you just don't know, ever know. I mean, you got to listen to... I think both of us do. We both kind of have to... You have to know how to divert conversation. Diverting a conversation is kind of an art form.
Changing
you know,
the path.
Yep. Yeah, or how do you... You're talking to somebody, you're talking... And then you've got to be over here. I mean, you're working a whole...
The gamut.
Right.
Of people from all over the country, all over the world, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the... And sometimes there's a band on stage that might be too loud, and I'm going, what?
Right.
What?
Yeah, that's hard.
What I find is, you know, there would be a guy that's 6'6", close to 300 pounds, and he lets his 4'11" girlfriend order the drinks, and I can't hear those frequencies. And I'm like, what? And I look at the guy like, what do y'all want, man? Like, why would you send her over here to whisper at me when you're well capable of standing right there and yelling at me?
She probably said, I got it, or let me go get you this.
It's either that or she has the wallet. Maybe, you know.
She wears the...
she wears the big pants and carries the cash. Who knows? I don't know. They don't use cash anymore.
No.
Oh, it's coming to... Venmo? I had someone ask me if they can pay for a $5 Corona with Apple Pay. I have never heard of this.
Oh, really?
Until the question was asked. And I'm like, what are you saying? And it finally dawned on me. Apple Pay. Swipe for the... I'm like, we don't have that capability. And I think when we do, I think I'll be done bartending.
You think so?
I mean, how am I supposed to get my money from Apple Pay? How, I've already got to wait to get a credit card chip.
I think that... I know that's the future. I was just watching some weird show.
Was it one, like BitPay or...
Jacob Ryan or something, and it talks about... This guy was trying... He got bummed out. He was an immigrant from a Muslim country, and he was telling these guys, digital banking is the future, and they all laughed at him, so then he became like a terrorist. But,
and now he works for ISIS.
Right. But I think it's going fast, and I think that they'll figure out a way. But then, but computers are always going down, and...
That's why I always have cash.
The salt air is coming in.
Yep.
I mean, salt air is good for, it's good for you.
Right.
But it's bad for equipment.
Trust me, I know.
Right.
We're out there every day fighting the elements, between the fiber optics and just, you know, the cat, even Cat 5, you have to plug that in, plug it out, plug it in, plug it out.
What's a Cat 5?
Well, that's what you just plug in your computer with.
I thought you were going for the hurricanes.
No, not a
Cat
3, 5.
Cat 4.
I'm actually talking about hardware.
Right.
A computer or a printer. And they go down on a daily, if not every other day. Something will happen to them because it's just how you have to work it. They're not made to set up, break down. The more you do that, the more trash gets in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll eventually break it down. But, less and less cash these days. So everybody has a card to swipe. Visa and MasterCard are getting rich. And then they bitch, complain that we have a minimum. But every time we swipe the card, you know, it's like 80 cents. It gets up there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not cheap. Every time you swipe that card, there's a charge that comes with it.
Right.
There's always it's a charge for you to spend your money. Kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
Well, people fall for it. It's easier to carry the card than cash. I get it. Especially when you're in your bathing suit.
Safer, too.
It's safer.
Yeah, in your bathing, yeah. Some of the bathing suits, I've been seeing some weird bathing suits out there.
Weird or less bathing suits?
Well, I don't know. Well, God, it seems like I've seen some weird men's wear.
Yeah.
But some of the women's. The European speed. Yeah. The German.
Yeah, and the high waist things back, too.
The high waisted bikini.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if you would call that a bikini. It's got
it's weird.
It's got like 10 layers here and like a thing here and a strap here and it goes across. Do you have a lot of repeat customers who come back year after year and
year
they just sit there
year.
And they just want to see Cliff?
Yeah, man, I've been out there for 13 years.
Been out there okay.
at the hut. Yeah, Deegan's got me beat. Jim Dugan's been there for 23 years.
He doesn't even look 23.
No, exactly. It's the good clean living.
It's that salt air.
It's the salt air once again. It's preserving
it's that
Jim
cat,
Dugan.
It's that cat five, dude.
It's the category five.
I did not know he's been out there that long.
23 years, brother. Same job. That's just a feat in itself. I don't care what you do. If you lick stamps for 23 years, but a Tiki Hut bartender for 23 years. When I started this, I was a young man. 13 years ago.
Now you look like the wizard from Harry Potter.
I feel like the wizard from Harry
you
Potter.
You don't. How many like kids it. Did you have when you first started? That's a better question. Oh, man.
Two. I had two.
You have your,
now I'm up to four.
Right. You got your son.
Five.
You got your daughter that kind of looks like my daughter.
Yeah, which is weird.
Your son looks
like
exactly
I said, I'm going to need money for those textbooks.
Yeah, I got it.
It's very expensive.
Where does she go to college?
She's just going to Arundel Mill or Anne Arundel County Community right now. Pick up some more classes. She's going back.
Cool.
She wanted to be an EMT. Went through that course, did all that. Did the job for a year and a half. But she's in Baltimore County. And I don't know if you know anything about Baltimore.
I've heard it's kind of rough.
It's pretty much the murder capital of the United States.
Right.
And you see people at their worst there, so I don't blame her getting out of that. She's 20 now. She's like, Dad, there's no way.
She must see some bad stuff there.
Yeah.
Stabbing.
Yeah, it's 20 years old. So she's
yeah, right.
But I'm glad. Get out of it before it's too late.
Eats you up.
Yeah. It's definitely a job that it's a necessity, but I don't want to do it. I like to, you know, make drinks and tell jokes.
Yeah. Do you have any standard
standard? I don't know.
I don't really do standard jokes.
I don't either.
I tend to try and let somebody start going, start talking.
Yeah, I know.
The joke therein lies.
therein
lies the joke is you just start talking and something's gonna happen.
Yeah, it was very interesting. You see and hear a lot from the people out there, and it's just like everybody wants to give their opinion about what you should be doing and not what you are doing.
That's what people do is somebody said all white people do is give each other advice when they talk. That's all they do. Oh, you know, you should try that. Hey man, you want to feel good? Oh, try some of this.
Drink carrot juice. Oh, well, I told you the story behind that. Did I ever tell you the carrot juice story?
You kind of prefaced it before the camera was on.
Ah, got it. Jack LaLanne.
Right.
The juice man himself.
Yeah.
Well, I figured if he's going to do it, and he was 70 plus years old.
You didn't get the unisuit, did you?
I didn't. I should have. Maybe that's why I broke out in hives.
I don't know.
But I literally drank about a half a gallon of carrot juice one time. Not bullshit. It was crazy. I got like 5 pounds of carrots and I just started juicing them. So I got literally like a half a gallon of juice.
Yeah.
I figured, I'll take this to work with me and drink on it all night. Tastes great. It was cool. Like, hey,
yeah.
I'm doing something good.
Yeah.
Well, I got down to the last sip of it and I'm just thinking, man, I know it's hot in here and I didn't starch my shirt, but I am itching. I think I OD'd on carrot juice.
Yeah, you got that carrot juice crackhead scratch.
It was brutal.
Oh.
Got all red, flushed, started sweating, felt my throat closing up. And I didn't think I was allergic to anything, but I think it was not allergic to carrot juice, but if you drink a half a gallon of it,
it's a lot.
You may have a reaction.
If you drink a half a gallon of anything, I've done that before where I felt weird and I went to the grocery store and I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to drink this whole little thing of cranberry, like organic cranberry.
Right.
And then you go, and then your whole throat like becomes like a...
The organic cranberry juice. How much did you pay for that?
Oh, like $9.
For a drink.
Worse. Well, this...
You know what organic means? They just grow it in shit.
Yeah. Manure.
Manure.
Right. I mean, but I think a lot of the organic,
there's
bull.
A lot of hype behind it.
I think it's bull.
Yeah.
I think it's bull. It's,
If it's grown so simply and easily, why does it cost so much? Is there more nurturing to
it? I mean, you know, is the dirt, they talk to it? You ever talk to a plant?
Well, no. I try not to.
I've talked to plants before.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I should do.
I mean, they say if you talk to the plant, like if you have a sick plant.
Maybe once I retire from bartending,
I'll
open up a florist shop.
This is the second time you brought this up. So what's your out? Is there an out for guys like me and you?
No, there's really not. At this point, I'm at the point of no return. What do I do? Stop what I'm doing? I can't go dig ditches or lay bricks. My back won't let me.
Right.
You know, it's just, I think I'm going to stay in the game until... I can't no more.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Isn't there a song on that now? Lil Nas and Billy Ray.
Oh.
I'm going to ride until I can't no more.
Sir, them drinks.
And if I do hear that song one more time, I think I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
And that seems to be, everyone's playing that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's that song.
It is that song, yeah. But does anyone...
It's like Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
I can go the rest of my life and not hear that song and be perfectly fine.
Yeah, you were talking about... You were talking about Brown Eyed Girl, too.
Another one of my not-so-favorites.
The thing that... Right. Cliff's top not-so-favorite list.
Yeah.
I think it has Brown Eyed Girl.
Well, when I'm out there for 4 days...
You hear it every day. Twice.
And then some bands play it twice, so sometimes it's three times a day.
I know.
So they'll finish up with a song, such as
Brown Eyed Girl. With the bass player in the little box.
Or, you know, Wagon Wheel is another one.
I don't understand the allure of Wagon Wheel. Brown Eyed Girl, I get. Because it's pretty, you're hitting a pretty wide demographic.
Right.
But I still don't understand. Show me how you rock a mama like a Wagon Wheel. Does it go like this? Like. Rock me, mama.
It's a wheel.
It's in a circle, so you're rocking a mama.
I just don't get it.
Kavanaugh calls that the modern day American Pie, but I still don't. I learned the song a few years ago.
American Pie.
No, that's a long one.
That is. That's impressive.
Gary Pratt knows that one.
Does he really?
Gary's
a literal walking jukebox.
And
his cousin Tommy is very knowledgeable about music as well.
He is.
Tommy Ryan.
He's very knowledgeable on what he calls the Hilton Head sound. And every few years, I think he says Pretty Darn is the Hilton Head sound.
Pretty Darn's a good band.
Yeah, they're good.
Man. They're very good.
Who are some of your favorite bands?
Well, of course, JoJo Squirrel.
We don't know.
You and I spend a lot of time on Saturday.
We do.
Jacob and the Good People. Whitley Deputy Band.
Yeah,
I love it.
I know they're good.
There's a lot.
You don't like. But we're not going to name
those. We're not going to name those.
But...
There's some I can go without hearing, but 95% of our music that we have here at the Tiki Hut is dead on. They're great bands. We got a lot of great talent.
I think you and I were talking, too, one day when the Free Shots were playing.
Yes.
Before they depart. They've recently departed.
Yes, they did.
But we were both...
They did.
This is the podcast hand. This is how you...
Is this your podcast
hands?
This is
how you pay. I think we both kind of said, look, a lot of the times when you get you can hear a band on a CD or MP3 or 8-track, it might not be that good, but there's something about live music that most of the time you get the live music thing and you're like, you know, and you see other facets of the band or you get a good crowd out there, you get some fun people can really help, but... But what I was wanting to know about you, Cliff, was what kind of music was Cliff into? What kind of music did your parents listen to?
Oh.
What kind of music did you like in high school? What kind of hairstyle did you have? What kind of hairstyle did you have? What kind of hairstyle did you have? What kind of hairstyle did you have?
I went through the gamut of all of it. I grew. Luckily for me, man, I was exposed to a lot of music. You know, from Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline, to Motown, you know. And even, you know, some of that pop rock stuff. One of my favorites, I would have to say, is Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty, growing up on that, it was just, it hit me. It was great listening music. It's Conway Twitty, man.
Yeah.
And,
So what, your parents were in the country?
My mom was in the country, R&B.
Like, legit country.
Oh, legit, like, yeah, yeah.
Classic country.
Classic country, you know.
Not like Old Town Road.
No.
Even though...
Oh, no, it's country and... Country and hip-hop.
Well, the story's cool, though.
It's, yeah.
I mean, the dude was number two on the charts, and then the country people said, no, 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 this isn't country. And next thing you know, that helped it.
It's where, you know, hee-haw meets, I don't know, whatever. It's
the, Blunts or something. Plus, the dude's gay.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes, I mean, you know, and it's a whole... It's a cornucopia of this shouldn't happen.
It shouldn't happen, yeah. But when it does, it's the simplest things that catches the ear of the American public or even the world.
Yeah.
People simply starts with a nursery rhyme.
Yep.
The simpler, the better.
Yep,
you know?
Right.
The ABCs of things.
When did you get into... Hip hop. When did you get? I mean, when did you get into metal? When did you? What? When?
Metal was.
Were you into Metallica?
Metallica. I was a huge fan of Metallica. You know, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest. You know, Ozzy, Black Sabbath. Came up with all of that, and then I think it was the first time I actually heard Run DMC, and it just.
Oh man, that's the first hip hop I ever heard.
It was.
I heard Roxanne, which was UTFO.
Right.
My cousin came down.
Of course,
Pennsylvania. Right. Oh yeah, that was in the roller rink. Were you in the roller rink?
Of course I was. I wasn't skating. I was too cool for that.
I cried because I couldn't roller skate.
Listen, I was horrible at it. I would get out there and literally
I just hurt myself.
People.
I can do it now though. Yeah. I just taught myself how to do it.
Roller skate?
Yeah, like 2 years ago. I can do it now.
I keep my left foot down.
Yeah.
And I take the stopper on the right skate, and I kick
like
I'm on a skateboard.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
That's cool. That's your thing.
And as soon as I put that other foot down, it all goes to hell.
It is a weird... It doesn't make a lot of sense to
no.
me, but... I had to... As I get older, I want to... I made a pact with myself a few years ago. I said, you know, you're going to learn how to do stuff you can't do.
Ice skating's easier.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
I can picture you in, like, the ice...
Ice skating's easier. It gets easier to turn, I think, and operate, but... Four wheels on each foot, nah.
It's weird.
Yeah. And everybody was, the inline skating thing came out, and everybody was making fun of those, so I was like, I'm not even going to try that.
No, that's like scooters. Like, that's kind of like,
yeah.
My brother and I, we started talking about rollerblading. Like, it's funny to me still that skateboarding culture is supposed to be, I mean, I don't know. It's supposed to be cooler.
Right.
And then you see the guys with the rollerblades, and they got, like, Oakley blade, like, Terminator glasses on, and they got, like, nerdy clothes on, and they got, like, a weird pad that shouldn't even, like, be on their shoulder.
That?
I don't
right.
know. Yeah, and then you see the skateboarder, like, drinking a beer with aviators on. He's cool.
It's
some kind of tank top. It's real hip.
Exactly
and
right.
Perfect amount of chest hair. Like, it almost looks like implants.
Nauseating.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Anything. Well, okay, tell me that. Okay, so it's the middle of August, you're out there bartending, you're burned out.
It's hot.
What do you do, do you think a lot about that's the third time. How do you avoid feeling, look, you're not going to make, neither one of us is going to make make people happy. That's the whole reason we do this.
Right.
Supposedly. That's the whole reason that people say we're good at it.
Yeah.
But do you wake up sometimes and think,
why do people like me so much?
Why do people like me?
There was a time last month in August. It was, I don't know, 150 degrees out. And we were like 4 or 5 deep. And there was just people just staring a hole through me. And I physically couldn't sweat anymore. I was about to run out of sweat.
Right.
And that's the worst thing you could do out there.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, let me stop real quick and chug a bottle of water. I leave it out because it's not super cold. Doesn't shock the system. So I down a bottle of water. And I can hear that? I can hear a guy like 3 back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now it's time to drink water. Oh, no. And every ounce of me and my soul, I made eye contact with him as I'm chugging this water. I'm thinking, so it's more important for you to get a shot of liquor in your dehydrated system than it is for me to drink water right now. I didn't say it.
But
I wanted to jump over the bar and choke you.
Film thing here. Soul. Come on, soul. We're trying to film that.
I wanted to literally jump over the bar and choke the guy, but
don't you think there's something...
He's just one out of 1,000.
Right.
And sometimes it only takes that one
I know.
To put you over that edge.
But true professionals...
I continue to drink my water.
Right. There's something... There, as we get older, there's mm-hmm. something that... I mean, 15 years, 20 years ago... If you were in the same spot where,
right.
you know, I'm supposed to be here. You're one of the fastest. You're one of the best. You're one of the most entertaining.
Yeah.
But how many people have you seen come and go in this business? How many people have you seen lose it? Flip out.
If I had a $20 bill, for the people that I saw lose it and don't do it anymore. If I had a $20 bill, I wouldn't be asking people, what can I get them to this day? You know, give me a $20 bill for each one who didn't make it doing it in this business for 3 decades.
Yeah. I find myself doing this. I see people looking at me, and I see people go, and I think the work right away, I think.
Right.
Oh, they don't like me, or they think I'm funny looking or whatever. And then those are always the ones at the end that are like, hey, man.
They're the coolest ones.
Love you, man.
Exactly.
But at first, they're kind of like, what's this guy doing? Or they say something, and I'm being a grouch.
Right.
It's hot or whatever, and I've been working 10 days in a row or whatever, and I say something back. Oh, yeah? And then at the end, they're like, hey, man. You're one of the best I've ever seen. I'm like, all right, well, obviously you've had too much to drink, but...
And that was probably my job.
Yeah.
I did my job well.
Right, yeah.
That's the goal, is to make it all jive together. It's all one big show, one big scene. And I think the more you bring the people in and make them involved in it,
yep.
the bigger and the better the scene and the show goes. You know? The more you can keep people attention, you know... It just makes it easier, I think.
It makes it
entertaining is all part of it. You can teach a monkey to make a drink. It's right. on YouTube. You can Google it. Monkey bartending.
Yeah, monkeys can like.
There's a chimpanzee and an orangutan bartending. Literally.
I've watched you make drinks.
Exactly.
I've watched you make drinks.
And
But the rest of it, all the other stuff. Remember, people
making the drink is 10% of the job. I would have to say the other 90% of it, man, is the attitude.
Yeah.
You know, you can literally teach a monkey to make the drink, and everybody goes, "Oh, look at that monkey make that drink." But the other part of it, the 90%,
you can't teach the swagger.
You can't teach.
You can't
that.
Teach the.
It's either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of bartenders that I think to this day shouldn't be behind the bar because they make my job that much more difficult because they just kind of. Go through the motions. I'm thinking.
Well, but also
I
they're making
that
you look
monkey.
Good. They're look making,
well, yeah.
but they also make you look.
Right,
good.
Of course, everybody hit Tiki Hut, man. For 90%, not all of it. You know, we're great bartenders, great to work with, fun. But I've worked at places, and I'm thinking, man, I'd rather be working with that monkey.
Right.
You know what I mean? And be a part of the show. And
you are working with that monkey. I mean,
dealing with humans is the factor of basically. It's just one chromosome away from working with monkeys.
Something like that.
Is it?
Yeah. So I think it's a DNA.
A DNA. What is it? DNA. Yeah.
I think our DNA is 99%.
99% of it.
There's an argument there that we're not going to get into. Hey. I think we're both on the same page.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we talked earlier about some stuff off camera.
Off camera. Yeah. Off the podcast.
No, I mean, I think, you know, I hear a lot of crap too, you know, with what I'm doing, because people feel like, I mean, I accept that you own me. You own a part of me for that 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
That's fine.
Gotcha.
But you also have to know how to shut people down. And not...
Got
to
check them.
You can't...
I use the terminology as you can't let the crazies run the asylum.
Yeah.
And if you let them, they will literally run you over.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't allow that in my world because... Yeah. Basically, at the end of the day, I am serving alcohol. I am in charge of the alcohol. And best believe it, if Sled was to come up and you're not doing your job correctly, you know, I don't make the laws, but they'll send me to jail if I break them.
Yep.
You know, it is the last legal drug that I'm selling. Liquor pimping, man, it ain't easy.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's putting the liquor over the bar. But you gotta watch it, you know, because there's that fine line. You know, everybody's out popping pills and doing whatever they're doing these days. You know, man, I only served her 2 drinks, and you're picking somebody off the floor.
Yeah, you see people.
Because you don't know what they've taken in their hotel room, how much they drank before.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's coming from the Great White North. They come down here. They pay that $1.25 to get over the toll bridge, and drink like they're in college again, and not drink.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, I would say over 70%, the whole thing is I'm going on vacation and I'm going to enjoy myself and I'm going to drink and I'm going to eat. And, you know, most people can kind of have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are people that
just can't not handle it. It's like anything. I think you need paperwork for it. Everybody should walk around. I can only drink 3 drinks. And then there's people that can drink 30 and be just fine.
Yeah.
And it amazes me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm going to make this guy his 8th Jack and Coke. And I think he's even more sober now. It's frightening.
Well, I mean, yeah, some people shouldn't even have one. Like
right.
Ozzy Osbourne said, one's too much, 10's not enough.
10's not enough. He's exactly right. There's truth in that.
Yeah.
There's definitely some truth in that. And there's certain people that, man, why am I giving them alcohol?
They have the money. If they have the money, they can... unless you can shut... But you shut them down.
Well, yeah. The beautiful thing, one of the... better laws of the state of South Carolina is it's the right to refuse. I don't have to have an excuse, a reason. I don't care. I'm just not going to serve you. And that's it. There's no reason that I have to give them. And there's nothing they can tell their lawyer or court.
Right.
It's the, you know, it's the work, what is it called, the work right? Right to work state. Basically, I can just not serve alcohol.
Huh.
I just don't want to serve you. No reason is necessary.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, some people you can just, that you when they're
That's
walking
one of the
up,
laws
you can tell.
We have.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some weird laws in this.
Oh,
state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rule of thumb law, you know where that comes from? Uh-uh. From what I understand, you know, every month you still take your wife to the courthouse. It's still documented.
What, you can beat your wife?
You can beat your wife.
Sunday morning.
First Sunday morning of every month.
Right.
Between the hours of whatever. With a stick no bigger than your thumb. The rule of thumb.
Weird. What?
Yeah. With a stick no bigger than the diameter of your thumb.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if there's, you know.
It's terrible.
I'm going to probably have to go check into that.
Yeah.
Someone just recently told me that.
It's a Google away.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's an internet
The rule of thumb.
Away. I know there's a lot of blue laws.
Yeah.
All kind of weird. Just, they've never been taken off of books.
Exactly. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is weird. Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right, well, I think we're going to leave it there, guys. I think we're
gonna, is that what we're going to do?
I think we're going to wrap this up.
Cliff. Adios. Yes.
Are you, you're off today?
I am off.
What are you going to do today on your
day? Probably go lay on the beach.
Oh.
And probably drink a Budweiser. Maybe two. Nice. Not before lunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, man. That's it.
At some point in time.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's the Hilton Head lifestyle.
That's what's up. Thank cool. you, Jeff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thanks. Thanks to our
adios.
Manager, Clark Hummel. Forget
thank
to like the video, subscribe if you want to click the little bell. This has been JevCast number 9. We will catch you guys later.
See ya.
See ya. Thanks.
Cool.
Right. That's it. That was it. Get in the music.
That's it. That's it.
Bring in
the monkey.
So easy.
Right. The monkey that makes the drinks.
Bring in the monkey that makes the drinks.
Oh, you know what? I should have recorded. I'm just kidding.
Black. Rock. Black. Rock. T-shirt. Black. Rock. T-shirts. Black. Rock. Black. Rock. Black. Rock. Rock. T-shirt.